Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the STEM Corner. My name is Oindri Chatterjee, and I am so excited to have my co-presenters from SemiCon West 2022 here with me today. At the Semiconductor Conference, Katie, Raj, Tara, and I spoke about the semiconductor industry's image and its awareness in the workforce development stage. And now I would like to give a moment for everyone to introduce themselves before we talk more about the questions covered at SemiCon West. So Raj, let's start with you. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Hi, thanks, Andre. It was great. Thanks for having me on. And it was great presenting with all of you at SemiCon. I'm Raj. I am an incoming freshman at Stanford University. And I'm interested in computer science and artificial intelligence. So currently I have a software engineering internship at Northrop Grumman. And next summer I'm booked at Amazon for software engineering. I am interested in semiconductors. I learned about the semiconductor industry in 2019 when I attended the Semi High Tech U program at Nordson in Carlsbad, California. And that's how I got connected with Semi and learned about the industry initially. And that really sparked my interest in the semiconductor industry. So I've been following it since, and I'm glad to be here to give the perspective about how to attract younger talent to the semiconductor industry.
That's wonderful. We'll definitely talk more about the High Tech U program and how it's impacted so many students. Tara, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, thanks, Oindri and Raj and Katie for joining again. We had a great time at SemiCon West. And so I am currently a graduate student at the University of Texas in Austin. I'm pursuing a couple degrees towards energy and earth resources and public affairs. I have an undergraduate background in math and stats, though, and that's helped me mostly at my current position at TEL, Tokyo Electron, which is a semiconductor company. I intern for their data utility team, which is currently working on a data warehouse effort. Thanks, Oindri.
That's very cool. And Tara, you're also a part of Road Trip Nation, correct? I'm very excited to talk more about this in a bit.
Yes.
Yeah. And Katie, thank you for being such a wonderful MC for our session back in June. And I'm so thrilled to have you here this time sharing your knowledge with us today. So please tell us about yourself.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure to be here with you guys again. I had so much fun at SemiCon West, getting to know each one of you and learning about your experiences. And I really can't wait to follow each of you as you continue through your journey. I have been at TEL for 20 years this past June. The majority of that time I spent leading our marketing, our corporate marketing activities and our workforce development. Alongside with my time at TEL, I have been a part of the Semi Foundation Board for the last several years, which is where my passion for workforce development has grown on the daily. And recently I have moved into a role where I get to just focus on workforce development and talent acquisition for TEL and having a blast, which leads me to a lot of what we're going to talk about today. So I'm super excited to be here and share a little bit about our activities at TEL, but also the activities that are going on at Semi Foundation to really bring awareness to the semiconductor industry or microelectronics industry.
That's incredible, Katie. So to my audience, as you can probably tell, all three of them have so much expertise and knowledge to give, and I'm just so excited to get into our conversation. So Tara, let's talk about your background and how you got to TEL, even though your studies aren't necessarily revolved around microelectronics.
Absolutely. So we'll start off with undergrad. I was pursuing math and stats, which is a little bit different, or it's tangential to the semiconductor industry, definitely, but there's areas within it. And so I wasn't initially looking for positions in the industry, not necessarily shutting myself off either, but just, you know, applying for those common student internships opportunities you see. And frankly, I did not get any. I had a very difficult time securing an internship My parents are in the semiconductor industry, and my mom has always been very enthusiastic about it. She loves her job. She loves all the jobs she's had in the industry, I should say, as well as my father. And so she had always encouraged my brother and I to look into it and look into work. And so for my last year in undergrad, I was going straight to grad school. So I had that summer in between. Again, I had looked for an internship. It was a little bit different this time because of COVID, but I was having difficulty again. And my mom had always offered to help, but I kind of wanted to try and do that stuff on my own. But, you know, I finally realized that, you know, my mom wants to help and I really want this opportunity of corporate work experience. And so I reached out to her and she reached out to a longtime work friend she had at Tel who got my interview sent over to the correct team and went through the interviewing process or recruiting process and was eventually hired. And so I was very grateful for that. And also want to, you know, highlight that I don't have that technical engineering background that we think is necessary or quite prominent within the industry, but I had some experience in data science and computer science, which is necessary for most companies these days. And so there's space for that at a semiconductor company. And then it just opened myself up to the industry through that opportunity.
I think that's wonderful, especially since you weren't your studies weren't directly sent towards the semiconductor industry, but you were kind of able to put yourself there. That's great. Raj, in your introduction, you spoke a little about the HITECU program. Can you tell us more about your experience and how the program sparked your interest in semiconductors?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Semi-HITECU program was hosted at a local semiconductor company. I'm based in San Diego, and in San Diego, there is a company, Nordson, and they hosted the Semi-HITECU program there. And it really was a great opportunity. So it was a 3-day long program that was entirely hosted by the employees of Nordson. And so they taught different classes and gave a tour, and we got to go to a local college and see some of the facilities that they have and explore different engineering STEM related topics that revolved around the semiconductor industry. So the employees and stuff, they made it very easy to understand and approach the content, because semiconductor concepts can be very, very confusing, but being able to distill it down to something that high school students could understand and in such an engaging way was very useful. So some of the activities that the employees of Nordson led there was like a wafer creation where it wasn't actually like a wafer, but it was something similar. And we had to practice like laying down a film on top of the wafer. There was something about like going to the local college, and we made these like battle bots, which was super fun. We got to create and engineer and design these robots, and we got to fight in a tournament against each other, and it was fun, but also there was some technical backing to that. And then we also like did a activity where there was like binary sorting, so you had to think like a computer and do like math problems in binary working as a team. So the result was that overall it was a very engaging experience. We got to see a lot of cool things and be introduced to the topics of the semiconductor industry in a very easy to understand, approachable way that was engaging to high school students.
Oh yeah, I definitely had similar experiences to you, so that's great to hear. And one more question. So at SemiCon West, you shared a bit of knowledge about networking and how that has helped you. Do you think that ability you have helped you make better connections? Did you get that from HITECU, or was it outside of the program? Or just talk a bit about the connecting you do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that people are one of your most valuable assets as like as an individual. And so one of the quotes that I like is that your net's work is your net worth. And so really, the more people that you know, the more opportunities come to you. So it's always a good use of time to go and meet people. Honestly, I met a lot of great people at SemiCon West and at the High Tech U program, and I'm still in touch with some of them today. I wish that I had stayed in touch with more people, because all of the employees at Norton that were instructing and all the other students, they're all going places. And at the time, I wasn't meeting as many people or trying to stay in touch with them. But, you know, these days and now I've realized how important that is. I mean, to anybody who's listening to this podcast, I would definitely recommend going out, meeting people, and then making an effort to stay in touch with them, because the more people that you know, the more diverse set of opportunities that you have. And so whether it's looking for the internship, like what Tara was talking about before, whether it's looking for your first job out of college or looking for a research opportunity during college, all of those things will come from the people that you meet and hopefully make a good impression on. So networking, very valuable. Semi-HiTech U did give a great opportunity for that. And SemiCon West was also an amazing opportunity to meet a bunch of experts in the semiconductor industry.
Right, exactly. And there were a few times in the past where I would meet people, have a great connection with them, but then I would forget to catch their name and then I never saw them again. So I'm definitely going to like ask for the name and connect with them once I see them. Right. Yeah. And Katie, you were on the board at the Semi Foundation. So what are some of the projects being worked on to help bring awareness of the semiconductor industry to next generation talent?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to name some of those. But before I do that, I definitely want to stress the importance of networking. I mean, I think that has single-handedly been one of the best tools of my career, not only in my job, but also in the boards or other councils that I've worked on. Is you relationships and networking is 100% the most important thing that you can do, or tool that you can have in your toolbox. I mean, I think we've already talked about a couple of examples, but Tara's, you know, leaning on her mom for some, hey, mom, I am kind of interested in this industry that you've been talking about. And her mother is well known to be a huge networker in our industry. And then the person that her mother reached out to is also a dear friend of mine at Tel, and he's a huge networker. And that just, you know, you can just see how that just turned into a really great opportunity that has opened a lot of doors for Tara. You know, all the way through the road trip conversation. I'm sure she'll talk about that too, but that kind of came out of, you know, some internal networking as well. And then, you know, to jump over to the great things that are going on at the Semi Foundation, there's been years and years of work put into building these programs, but over the last couple of years, it has just taken off significantly. They have a great portfolio of products that they are launching. HiTech U, as we've already talked about. The Workforce Pavilion is what all four of us experienced just last month, where they had all these different topics and speakers speaking to public policy, raising the industry awareness, trainings, our workforce pipeline issues. Another one of their products is mentoring, which goes along. I'm sure we're going to talk about mentoring in this conversation too, and how important that is. They have also been helping to highlight D&I in our industry, and you know where we have gaps and opportunities for growth. There's also there's a job portal. There are, you know, they helped to launch the Road Trip Nation, as well as this fantastic site that just was launched also last month at SemiCon West, which is the Semi Careers page. And everybody listening to this podcast, if you're interested in our industry, that should be your first stop. It's semi.com. And as you navigate through there, you'll find the Semi Careers page. It's going to be under the workforce development area. But it has so many video testimonials of folks like ourselves that have been in the industry and what our experience has been, to the point that Tara is making today, that you don't need to have necessarily a background in engineering to have a place in our industry. I don't have an engineering background. My time has been spent in marketing. And it also has a couple of different skills analysis and surveys. So you could select maybe the things you're interested in, and it's going to display jobs that might be a good fit for you. So 100%, go check it out. It's beautiful. It's continuing to be tweaked. It also has universities that have semiconductor programs. And lastly, it's going to list the companies and their hiring channels. So I hope you all take a moment to check that out.
That's wonderful. I'll see if I can embed the link into this episode somewhere so that they can have easy access to it.
That'd be great. I can get you the link if you need some help with that.
Of course. Thank you so much. And so we all know the answer to the next question, and that's actually why we're all speaking about industry image and awareness today. But Tara, since you are in college, do you think the semiconductor industry has a good campus presence?
I do not think the semiconductor industry has a good campus presence, unfortunately. I gotta be honest. During my time at undergrad, I did not see any semiconductor companies at job fairs or participating in workshops or initiatives at the school. And I haven't seen that at UT either. I know that companies do, and they're starting to increase their outreach to institutions and, you know, all across higher education as well as secondary or primary school. But currently, I haven't seen much, and I think that's an area that could, or an area where if improvement was made, it would add so much value into, I guess, the talent pipeline and ensuring that you, like, we don't have this, this lack of, I forget the term Katie uses, describes it perfectly, but a shortage of basically like human capital in the industry, as well as just young talent that have the ability to, I guess, be a little bit more creative and also have different values in a job and are interested in working for companies and shaping companies to be a little bit different than they have been traditionally. And in that case, I would mean, you know, with aims for greater diversity as well as greater sustainability. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tara, I've been referring to it actually as a supply chain issue, right? It's a human capital supply chain issue that we have right now.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. Tara, your answer was wonderful, especially because it was truthful and we really need that, especially right now. And your answer actually falls right into the next question. So Raj, as a student that is transitioning to Stanford, what mechanisms do you think would be effective for outreach to pre-college students regarding the microelectronics industry?
Yeah, so of course, I'll echo what Tara said first about for college students, please get on campus. I would love to see if you're in a position where you can get your company on campus. I would love to see you there. That would be excellent. And I don't want to, in 4 years when I graduate, be saying the same thing that Tara is saying right now, which is that we don't have enough campus for presence for the semiconductor industry on campus. So I hope that this changes in the near future. In terms of pre-college students, though, so like high school students and even earlier than that, I think that the best way to have outreach is to meet STEM inclined students where they are. A lot of students who are interested in STEM do very similar things during high school, and it's about meeting them where they are. So some examples of this are a lot of STEM inclined students pursue FIRST Robotics. And so FIRST Robotics is is partially sponsored by Qualcomm. At least when I was in it, I saw the Qualcomm branding everywhere. And that was a great way to sort of advertise and raise awareness. When we went to our events, Qualcomm had a big booth and they got to show you about what they do, and they gave away a bunch of free shirts. And honestly, the shirts got me to the booth, and then what they were talking about kept me at the booth. But the point is that, like, in San Diego, Qualcomm has a big presence, and they found that mechanism to reach out to STEM people who are interested in STEM. And it was definitely effective that they have good, like, brand name recognition within San Diego. And so another mechanism that would be effective that's similar is like a career day, right? Career day is another thing that draws people who are interested in STEM. They can choose which sort of career they want to learn more about. And someone who's interested in STEM might choose to learn more about semiconductors. And so at my high school, career day was super well attended, very popular. And so that's another way of sort of doing this outreach. And then the final thing that's not related to maybe something that's such a big event, but also where students are now, is social media. Increasing the presence of the semiconductor industry and the microelectronics industry on social media would be very helpful to reaching out to this younger generation, which spends a substantial amount of time on social media. Social media is really, in my opinion, it's all about just seeing cool stuff, right? I want to see something interesting on there. And what's interesting is, you know, semiconductor manufacturing. There's a lot of cool stuff that goes on in there. And so having like some TikTok style videos or some Instagram presence that shows like a how it's made type view of the behind the scenes of semiconductor manufacturing would be really awesome. Like the type of things that I've seen like on the tours when I go and tour semiconductor facility, having that on social media would be really awesome and would help to raise awareness about like what's behind the curtain on your phone, right? People being able to see that would be really valuable. So overall, biggest piece of advice is to just meet students where they are.
Yeah, Katie?
Well, I just wanted to add to that, Raj. One of the things that I'm super excited that I'm also working on with SEMI is doing like an annual roadshow of colleges. So right now we know that there's a big name that starts with I that's moving to Ohio, and they're going to be building fabs. And so we're going to start out at the Ohio State University and do kind of like a semiconductor day. And the idea there is if we can successfully put that on, let's do that tour throughout the semiconductor industry where there are hubs of companies. So we know, you know, Portland, Phoenix, Albany, Texas, you know, maybe having this kind of annual roadshow of showing up on campus, having fun, having giveaways like the t-shirts and other items that students love, food, and just really kind of having a fun day. So I hope that as an industry, we're able to come together and do that, and that we come away from that really bringing the awareness of the industry up.
Yes, exactly. I completely agree with you, Raj and Katie. Yeah, the shirts bring you in, but their words just make you stay. So let's talk about Road Trip Nation. Katie, tell us about your involvement in Road Trip Nation and what TEL is doing there.
Yeah, Road Trip Nation is probably one of my proudest projects that I've gotten to be a part of from the standpoint of this big hope of making huge impact. Never in the history of our industry have we had a docuseries or a commercial that has the potential to touch as many people as Road Trip Nation does. So when, you know, being on the SEMI Foundation board and hearing about this project, I was, you know, very eager to run back to TEL and say, you know, team, leadership, we have to be a part of this because it's such a great opportunity. So I worked very closely along with Sherry Liss and a lot of the other industry partners where we talked about the Road Trip Nation and as well the crosswalk to that SEMI careers page, and we became a foundational sponsor. So about 2 weeks ago, actually, Tara and the other road trippers stopped by the TEL office, and we got to spend some time with them. They met a couple of my colleagues and did a nice little interview session. We gave them a tour of the building, and we stopped off. We ended the day with stopping off at one of our tools to learn a little bit about that tool and what it does. So really enjoyed that. I thought Tara and the other road trippers did a fantastic job, and I really cannot wait to watch that and continue to promote it once it's available for airtime.
Wow, Katie, this is all very exciting work. And Tara, I'm so happy that you're here today and you're also a part of Road Trip Nation, which is super cool. And I can't believe that all of this will be featured on PBS. And I know that the industry really needs a spotlight like this, especially right now. Tell us about your experience. What has Road Trip Nation been like, and what have you learned?
Absolutely. So definitely a once in a lifetime opportunity to, you know, go more in depth in work or in the industry, as well as kind of better understand yourself and what you prioritize when it comes to a job and, you know, your personal life and balancing that with a career. And so a couple others, their names are Marcus and Alyssa, and myself, we were the subjects, if you will, of the documentary. And so we went along driving up the West Coast, so from about San Diego area up to Portland, as well as spending a few days in Austin, and in these locations stopping at semiconductor companies, or mostly within the manufacturing or production, but as well as some tangential ones, and chip design was another big one. And what we were doing was interviewing people within the company and getting to know their backstory. And so, of course, understanding their role or their position at the company and, you know, on the team they're on, but also any of the obstacles that they faced getting to where they are, any of the doubts they had, and how they overcame them or how they might still have them. So that, you know, us, Marcus, Alyssa, and I, but as well as the viewers, can better understand the industry, but as well as connect with those that are in it and realize that some of the apprehensions that, and this being the viewers, some of the apprehensions that they have, you know, they might really be, or I guess they might not need to be there. You know, there are ways that they can pursue the work they want to pursue or learn more about the industry and surpass obstacles, if you pardon me, well, or challenges to really pursue the work that they want to do and accomplish their goals, whether it may seem, you know, difficult for them now, or, you know, they just can't get their foot in the door, or they're not sure whether they want to commit to something, mm-hmm. but, you know, to broaden their perspective of the industry, or just completely show them, you know, what we're actually doing, the nitty gritty of the manufacturing and the technology, or the applications of semiconductors and the different functionalities of chips.
Yes, yes. Okay. Now, switching over to Raj, what excites you as you think about your career path, and what do you care about when it comes to work?
Those are very related questions, because I would say that what I'm looking for when it comes to work and for a job is to be excited about what I'm going to be doing. I definitely don't want to have a career where it feels like every day, like I'm just like doing chores, right? That's not very exciting. It's boring. And so on the contrary, I would like to, when I'm looking at a company and looking at potentially joining the company, I want to be excited. Like I'm working on something cool, interesting, and impactful. Something that I do care about is that, like, will I be able to see the results of the thing that I'm working on? Like, is how long is the time frame? Is it like I'm going to work on something now and it will never see the field for 20 years? Or is it I'm working on something now and it'll be implemented in a few weeks? Like, what's the time frame? Those are things that to me matter a lot. And in the semiconductor industry, I see a lot of opportunities that are really interesting and maybe are not like discussed so much when outreaching to new talent. So a lot of the new infrastructure that does need to be developed in the semiconductor industry to meet the demands of like artificial intelligence, of self-driving cars, of 5G, of smart cities and the Internet of Things, like all of those technologies are backed by semiconductors, and increasing capabilities of semiconductors really are essential for any of those technologies to exist. At SemiCon West, I attended a keynote panel or as a keynote speech from a representative of Volkswagen, who explained like how semiconductors are just like fundamental to like the manufacture of cars. And that was just so interesting to me because I didn't realize how important semiconductors would be in automobile manufacturing. And so just like opening up like students' eyes who might not realize things like this and telling them about all the different applications of the semiconductor industry would help a lot in getting them excited. And for me, getting excited about the work is one of the major, major components that's going to influence my choice in career and my future plans.
Exactly. You made a great point when you talked about how students really think about technology. They think of artificial intelligence, machine learning. You know, they think of, you know, those big companies like Apple, Google, and Facebook, but they don't really think about the backbone of the tech industry. And I feel like semiconductors play a big role on the back end, and many students don't realize that. And so that's kind of why we're here today, right? To create the reason why I'm filming is to spread awareness of semiconductors and get students like me and like you, Raj, and like you, Tara, all interested.
Yeah, if I can add, I think that's one of our largest problem statements is the semiconductor industry or the microelectronics industry is kind of like the biggest kept secret. And as people are starting to think about our industry, typically they're thinking of the phone or the computer or the data center. Mm-hmm. And it is, guys, it's so much larger than that. It's right. The reason why you can game. It's why you can Netflix. It's why you can join your dating apps. It's why the Googles and the Apples and the LinkedIns and all the different, you know, the Teslas, it's why they all exist, is because of the heart of, you know, we are the heart of the semiconductor industry, creating those technologies that create those chips that go into all of the things. At TEL, I've got to plug our slogan. At TEL, that's why we say technology enabling life. You know, our tools, the technology that comes out of our tools enable life.
Yes, exactly. And Tara, I actually have a similar question for you, like I did for Raj. What do you look for in a company as an intern and eventually as an employee?
Absolutely. And great question, Oindri. So I know this will vary for different people and, you know, just what they value and where they are in life. And right now I'm in college, and so in graduate school, and I need money. I'll put it that way. You know, I got to live, I got to support myself. And so pay was very important to me when choosing or when thinking about an internship. I mean, granted, as I had said earlier, it was very difficult for me to find one. And, you know, I was going to take anything that I could get. But I have stayed at TEL, though, one, because the work is great and I enjoy, you know, what I do, as Raj was saying, how that's important in my team. But also, they've paid me fairly. Very well. And I really appreciate that. And so it shows that they value me as, you know, one of their workers or one of their interns, that, you know, when I come here, I know that the work I've done means something to them. And so that encourages me. And that's, you know, one thing that I would say, like, that's why I would choose it. But then also that's why I would stay, and knowing that there's opportunities to grow within the company, whether that be from title or from salary or something like that, but moving onwards, I think that's important as well. And then also diversity, of course, is a huge one. Mm-hmm. I should say sustainability broadly, and because that will cover kind of social sustainability, which I think diversity is what we mostly talk about in that sphere, but as well as environmental sustainability. And so TEL has made environmental, or has set environmental goals a few years back for the coming years to reduce emissions like scope one and scope two, but as well as work on technology so that the equipment is more energy efficient. And so I think that's great. And then also, you know, diversity is great. It's wonderful to be in an environment where there are people that look like you and there are a lot of people that don't look like you. So, you know, there at least needs to be some familiarity for certain individuals, but, you know, and that's saying women in the industry, we need a little bit more representation there, but especially people of color, and that being Black and Latin people of color. And so I think that's something that I would prioritize in a job, is knowing that a company works to or has initiatives to increase diversity in their company and ensure that it is seen laterally or vertically and laterally within the company. Mm-hmm.
Tara, I love this answer to your question because you're just very down to earth and you say what needs to be said instead of like just glamorizing everything. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I just like to add something to what Tara said about like the approach to internships and like what I'm looking for, just kind of echoing on like the workplace culture type thing. It's like the way I kind of look at internships is like you're dating a company. So you're there for like some short period of time and you're trying to figure out like, can we be together for a long time? Do I like this, right? And you're going to, as a college student, try a variety of different things, whether that's different sizes of companies, different industries, maybe even different positions, and you're trying to figure out what works for you. And so one thing that I have heard about a lot from the semiconductor industry, and Katie has been one of the primary people who has said this, is just all the benefits and perks that come over the long term of staying in the semiconductor industry, the travel benefits, the pay benefits, the ability to do many different things. I mean, all of those are attractive to me because as you're an intern, you're thinking about what could my future look like at this company, and having like people that have stayed at the company for 20 plus years and the ability to just talk to upper management and high level vice presidents, executives and stuff, and hearing their stories, why they've stayed and stuff, that's all really valuable as you're just starting out in your career.
Yes, exactly. Great point. And Katie, you've been working at TEL for so many years. What have you enjoyed most about the company and TEL's work environment?
I wish you guys could all see my smile right now, because Raj, as you were speaking, the enthusiasm that was coming across is exactly, you're so point on. I have some of my dearest friends are around the world, you know, and I get excited when I have a business call with them in the evening, because they're just waking up and we're finishing our day, and, you know, just to catch up. Hey, what's going on in your world? What's new? You know, how's the weather? Those have been some amazing relationships, but also, like you said, Raj, the trips, the food I've gotten to try in my career just because of those travels. I know that sounds so simple, but man, I have some fond memories of some of the amazing experiences. I joke all the time. I love the presentation of how food gets laid out. And I get teased often when I travel, all of my Facebook pictures are of all these really cool meals that I've gotten to try. And so at some point when I have more time, I'd like to do some photo books of all those different foods and reminisce. But in all seriousness, it's the journey at TEL and through this industry has been amazing. I've had so many reflection points where I've just thought, wow, this is the coolest industry that in the way that we all work together and we come to the table to try to solve things together, sure, we're competitive. And of course, we always want to be the number one tool maker. But multiple times throughout the year, do I sit in a council meeting with my colleagues across different companies, and we're trying to solve exactly some of the things we're talking about on this phone call. Raj, the point you made about just the access to executives working at Tel, that's been an amazing experience. I've had amazing mentors along the way, you know, all the way from colleagues that sit across from me on org charts to colleagues that are above me, to even when I've mentored folks, what I've learned from them, they're early on in their career, but just, you know, hearing the experiences they've had and forcing me to think about, you know, maybe how I could handle things differently. It's just been such a journey, and I'm so thankful to be in this industry. And of course, I mean, just getting to work with you guys is another example of the fun that I get to have along the way. So it's just been great.
That's wonderful. I'm so happy that everyone's making like their own connections as each person answers a question. So it's kind of what it's all about. So, okay. And at the conference, we spoke a bit about sustainability. And I know, Tara, you kind of mentioned it in another question and its importance in today's world. And Tara, I actually really liked your response at the event. So could you tell us about your take on this concept, like what sustainability means to you?
Yes, absolutely. So, and I hit on this briefly, right? When we think of sustainability, you have three realms within it, if you will, and that would be economic sustainability. And so, frankly, the semiconductor industry has got that down because, right, we're the basis. The semiconductor industry is the basis of almost all technologies we use today. And so there will be a need in the future. That's kind of like checkbox. You know, of course, individual companies do their work, but, you know, that's good. Now, social sustainability, given that younger generations have, you know, typically been more progressive, there's also an expectation that companies move with that, or they also evolve with the kind of public sentiment. And so a lot of that, and especially it's been accelerated in recent years, is, you know, acknowledging and recognizing and calling for diversity in companies. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's definitely one thing that the semiconductor industry has worked on well. And, you know, comparing it to a traditional company, it might already be very diverse because, frankly, there's a very high amount of Asian representation within the industry. And that's great, but that's not the only minority out there. And so, you know, we can't stop there. And then with environmental sustainability, I talked about Tel individually, but there has been a large push at the at SemiCon. There was a sustainability summit. But to talk about how important it is to focus on reducing energy and also, right, whether that be making your equipment more energy efficient or also just an individual company's, you know, scope one and scope two and their facility footprint. And then, but also for environmental sustainability becomes things like hazardous waste and critical minerals. So to make semiconductors, you need, or you have to do a ton of resource extraction. And so recycling is really important. Mm-hmm. And it is wonderful to see companies participate in that more so, or, you know, put it more forward on their agendas. And then also a lot of chemicals are used within the industry or hazardous materials. And so ensuring that those are well taken care of and treated so that there aren't, you know, leaks or one-offs here where, oh, you know, there was this accident there and there was this one spill here. Well, you know, we should have less accidents in the future. I'll just put it that way, right? We got to be more cognizant and know that, you know, the onus is on us to, you know, create a better future or a better now and future. So, yeah.
Right. That was a wonderful answer. I would also like to see more companies implement sustainability into their work. It's very important. And coming back to mentorship, I'm interested to learn more about what role someone has played in all of your lives that has made an impact on who you all are and the work you're all doing. And I would love for everyone to answer this question. So Raj, let's start with you.
Yeah. So mentors, I've had many in I guess everybody has different sorts of experience, right? And so everyone can give advice on different things and help in different ways. Because the biggest thing that when you're seeking mentorship, you need to realize is that like, you don't know everything. Like you know some things, but getting some advice from someone else, you can take it or leave it, but it's always valuable to get the outside perspective. So while I have many different mentors, for like business things, the primary mentor that I have, I do have one specific person. He is very different than me. He's much older than me. He's had a long career and he was a lawyer and he worked at Qualcomm for a while. And then he's moved around to different companies. And what I like about my mentor is that he's very straight to the point. So I met him when I did start a company, and I met him when I was seeking advice on how to move forward with that company. And when I asked him questions, he just got right to the point. There was no like guessing what he really thought. Like he told me, and then he was also trusting enough of me that once he gave me the advice, like I could, you know, take it or leave it. As long as I had a reason to, you know, not take his advice, then I could do that. But like, we've had a lot of great conversations between the two of us. And it's really great to have like a sounding board. So all the big decisions that like I make career wise or like college wise, those big decisions, having somebody to talk to them about it that you know will be like completely honest with you and is giving you a totally different perspective, but has experience and that you respect them, is very valuable. So I have had a mentor and he's been great in helping me with various decisions.
That's just great to hear. Tara, what about you?
Yeah, so like Raj had said, in many different walks of life, you'll have different mentors. Mm-hmm. So I'd say a bit more personally related. Honestly, my best friend has been one of my best mentors because she just has a completely different perspective on things, and her interests, I mean, they're not different. We have similar values, but you know, she majored in film and she was, she went to a different, or she had a different upbringing that I did. And so I guess becoming friends with her opened my eyes so much, I guess, to other things in life that I, you know, didn't really pay attention to until I met her, and you know, just growing and evolving as a person. But then work related, I would have to say is my co-intern, actually, Michael. So he had been at the company a little over a year, right? You know, a year and a half before I joined. And so he had some experience with Tel, and he was just an amazing resource for me when I was getting up to speed, and he helped me a lot more. I mean, you know, everybody else at the company did too, were very generous and helpful, but you know, it was easier to go to him for some questions that I had, right? When you're an intern, you're kind of a little intimidated and, you know, you don't want to feel like you're bugging people when you don't know things, but you can definitely go ahead and bug the co-intern, your co-intern. So he was just always so helpful, or he has been always so helpful and so nice. And we've gotten to work on projects together, and you know, we talk about work, but also, you know, outside of work and being able to connect on that and his hunt for a job right now and what he can share with me and things like that. And so I'm really grateful.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And Katie, I'm sure you have also had so many mentors along the way in your journey. So what about you?
I have. I absolutely have. And like I said, I mentioned earlier, I've had them, you know, across you know, their same level of career with me. And we've just, I guess what I would say here is it's really hard to work somewhere for 20 years and not build deep relationships and connections. And you just kind of naturally mentor each other. I would want to add to mentorship, though, is sponsorship, is looking for people when you are in your career that are going to help sponsor you, and also creating your allies. I think all three of those components are extremely important. And I've been very lucky to have those relationships throughout my career. But find your mentors, but also be a mentor yourself. Give back. It is not too early to be a mentor. And I think, Oinstree, you've experienced that as you shared on the stage, you know, the things that you're doing with the next generation below you to help them be aware of our industry. You know, those are activities, but that is also mentorship that you're doing. So I'm super thankful to you for taking that passion on. And, you know, Tara, you did it in a very organic way already as well with Road Trip Nation. You know, you led the way. And Raj, I can only imagine with what little I know about you, that you have seeked out mentors. So I know that you're also going to be a mentor, especially in our email exchange where you were already like, how can I help tell, you know, bring in people from my college? So, you know, I'm super, as I said at the beginning of this, I'm so honored to have met all three of you, and also look forward to continuing our relationship. And however I can be of value and support for the three of you, I'm here for you.
That's so sweet. I think all of you here will serve as my mentor, and you guys are my mentors. I will reach out to you when I have questions, all three of you. And I would love to conclude this episode with some advice for students that are soon to graduate. And Katie, this question is for you. What advice would you give graduates about entering the industry?
That's a great question. I think the most important thing is, and Tara touched on it earlier, but it is being willing to try different jobs. Even if it's not, that's probably been my biggest experience in the 20 years, is never ever did I ever think in my career I would be doing workforce development, and I'm having a blast. And throughout my journey, I've had so many forks in the road over the last 20 years. I started out in one of our business units. I moved into training coordination. I took on media, moved over to marketing, and now I'm in this space of getting to work with the next generation talent coming into our industry. And you know, just being open to trying new opportunities. We've hit on it so many times. Network, network, network. You know, when you are starting your new job and you go down to the cafeteria for lunch, talk to the people around you. Ask them what they do at the company. Get to know them. Ask them out to coffee. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing, the last thing I would say, is being comfortable to ask to join projects that maybe aren't in your wheelhouse or aren't in your department. If you see an initiative that's going on in the company and you're like, I have passion for that, go introduce yourself to that person. Tell them why you think you're a great fit for that project and give that project a shot. You'll be surprised what doors that opens for you in your career.
Yeah, this is some great advice. I will definitely take your words into consideration once I get into the industry and start my own career. So Raj, Tara, and Katie, thank you so, so much for taking the time out of your day to share your voices and inspire me and my audience. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks, thank you, Andrew.